I consider what the Emperor spends to keep up your connection to the Dendari Free Mercenaries to be worth it, purely from an internal security standpoint. Were you to be permanently posted at, say, Imperial HQ here at the capital, you'd be a damned plot magnet all the time. Not just for favor and office seekers, but for anyone who wants to touch your father through you. As now. Miles squinted as though focusing his eyes could focus his thoughts. Ah? In brief, certain parties in Imperial accounting are going over your reports from your mercenary fleet's covert ops with a microscope. They would like to know in more detail where certain large packets of cash have gone. Some of your equipment replacement chits have been outrageous. More than once. Even from my point of view. They would very much like to prove an ongoing pattern of peculation. A court-martial charging you with lining your own pockets at the Emperor's expense would be gloriously embarrassing just now, for your father and his whole centrist coalition. Miles exhaled, stunned. Has it gone so far? Not yet. I fully intend to quash it before it gets off the ground. But to do so, I need more details. So as not to get blindsided, as I have sometimes been in your more tangled affairs, I still remember, if you do not, spending a month in my own prison because of you. Ilion glowered into the past. That was part of a plot against Dad, Miles protested. So is this, if I'm picking up the early signals correctly. But Count Vorvok in accounting is their front man, and he is depressingly loyal, in addition to having the Emperor's personal, support. Untouchable, but manipulatable, I fear. He's been primed. He thinks he's being a watchdog. The more he's given a runaround, the more tenacious he'll become. He must be handled with utmost care, whether he's mistaken or not. Not? Breathed Miles. The full import of the timing of Ilion's visit now dawned on him. Not anxiety for an injured subordinate, after all. But to put his questions to Miles just post-surgery, when Miles was weak, hurting, drugged, maybe confused. Why don't you just fast pentamy and get it over with? Miles snarled. Because I have the report about your idiosyncratic reaction to truth drugs, said Ilion equably. Unfortunate, that. You could twist my arm. There was a bitter taste in Miles's mouth. Ilion's expression was dry and grim. I thought about it. Then I decided to let the surgeons do it for me. You can be a real son of a bitch some days, Simon, do you know? Yes. Ilion sat unmoved and unmoving, waiting, watching. Your father cannot afford a scandal in his government this month, not during this appropriations fight. This plot must be quashed, regardless of its truth. What is said in this room will remain, must remain, between you and me alone. But I must know. Are you offering me an amnesty? Miles's voice was low, dangerous. He could feel his heart begin to pound. If necessary. Ilion's voice was perfectly flat. Miles couldn't clench or even feel his fists, but his toes curled. He found himself gulping for air in the pulsing waves of his rage. The room seemed to waver. You vile bastard! You dare call me a thief? He rocked in the bed, kicking off tangling, strangling covers. His medical monitor began to bleep alarms. His arms were useless weights hanging from his shoulders, flopping nervelessly. As if I would steal from Barayar. As if I would steal from my own dead. He swung his feet out, pulled himself upright with a mighty wrench of abdominal muscles. Dizzied, half blacking out, he toppled forward precipitously with no hands to catch himself. Ilion leapt to grab him before he smashed face first on the matting. What the hell do you think you're doing, boy? Miles wasn't sure himself. What are you doing to my patient? The white-faced military doctor cried, plunging through the door. This man just had major surgery. The doctor was frightened and furious. The corpsman in his wake, merely frightened. He tried to impede his superior, plucking at his arm and hissing, Sir, that's Security Chief Ilion. I know who he is. I don't care if he's Emperor Dorka's ghost. I will not have him carrying on his business here. The doctor glared courageously at Ilion. Your interrogation, or whatever, can take place in your own damned headquarters. I will not have that kind of thing going on in my hospital. This patient is not...